Welcome to the Haney Biz Project with Mark Haney. Mark is a serial investorpreneur and the chief dreaming officer of the Haney Biz Companies. He's working tirelessly to ignite the entrepreneurial revolution and share the inspiring stories of the region's most influential leaders. And now, here's Mark Haney.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. The revolution is here. How do you do? Are you hanging or are you banging, Sacramento? My first day here at iHeart, first day of the rest of my life. I'm Coach Haney, and I am on a mission to ignite Sacramento's entrepreneurial revolution, one small business at a time, awakening small businesses, because entrepreneurs drive the economy, entrepreneurs drive innovation. But you know what? 9 out of 10 small businesses fail in those first 5 years, and many of the survivors, they only survive, and they never unleash their true potential. But it doesn't have to be that way. The revolution is about entrepreneurs, helping entrepreneurs, coaching entrepreneurs, one entrepreneur at a time, one conversation at a time. And we all know that that conversation begins with one simple question. Are you hanging or are you banging? I am here with my friends, Marcus Haney and Caroline Gaines, my co-hosts. How you two doing?
I am fantastic, Mark. Fired up to be here on iHeartMedia. Caroline, how you doing?
I am banging, guys. I am super excited to be a part of this.
Well, welcome. This is Caroline's first time on the radio. Marcus and I are still rookies in some form. But you know what? Hanging is cool, right? We all need our downtime, right? That downtime. Yes. But banging is when we are at our very best, at our very best opportunity. And you know, so many times we're kind of stuck in between. We're not in that relaxed mode, which is cool, but we're not at our very best. Marcus, that ever happened to you?
Absolutely. I mean, I think I find myself sometimes looking back like, dang, did I even accomplish any of my goals today? And, you know, you got to find yourself a way to dig yourself up out of that and put yourself in a position to win at all times.
Yeah, now you and Caroline, I mean, we're all entrepreneurs. You and Caroline are at the beginning stages of building a business. Caroline, you're building a public relations business over at Haney Biz. Give us a little hint as to what you're doing over there.
Oh, a lot of exciting things going on at Haney Biz PR. So we are getting things started up and building a PR business, and we are having a ton of fun doing it. Something that I noticed was a lot of business owners are really good at their product, but maybe aren't built to actually sell their product.
Yeah.
So that's where we come in, and we can team up with them and promote their business and get the name out.
You know, Marcus, now you're building a business too. What's banging look like for Marcus Haney?
Oh, man. Well, I started Haney Industrial Supply, which is a industrial and safety supply company. So banging to me looks like being out there on a construction site, showing people my helmets, high visibility vests, and all the things of that nature. Really being out there talking to the public and sharing the dream. I have a disabled veteran business, so being out there in front of the state folks and things like that really is something that is I consider banging.
Yeah, and I think if more people were banging more often, they'd have a little bit more success in their business. Banging is when we are at our very best. And we're at our very best opportunity, all out, all in, face down, in the blood, giving everything we have in order to win. It's in those moments that our improvement happens. It's in those moments that the magic happens. But, you know, what's not cool is when we're working pretty hard on someone else's dream and the results are only kind of mediocre. Life's no fun when you're doing that. What's also not cool is when you're running a mile a minute, full speed in so many directions, right? So many goals. Yes. Nothing real is ever being accomplished. And I think what's even less cool is when we forget why we even started these businesses in the first place. You know, these ventures, they start off so fun, but then over time we forget why we did that. And you know what? It's when we forget what it's all about. There's no way we're going to be banging in those moments. So you know what? There are times when we are not banging. And so I was thinking, you know, who should listen to the Haney Biz Project? The Haney Biz Project is not just for small business people. It's for anybody who wants to win. It's for anybody who wants to win big, anybody with a dream and plans to change the world, right? It could be a student. It could be an athlete. It could be somebody looking for a job. It could be a job creator. It could be an entrepreneur. It could be a wantrepreneur. Anybody who wants to build a better life for themselves, anyone that wants to build a better family and a better Sacramento. I mean, the revolution is about entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs. We're some entrepreneurs. We bring on other entrepreneurs on the show, other coaches, if you will, to kind of talk about business because we have some common things within each of us as small business guys, as people who are trying to build a dream. And I think it's when we relate to one another's challenges and we celebrate each other's victories, that's when the real learning happens. I mean, the best way to learn at anything is by putting on those cleats and getting in the game, rolling up those sleeves and playing for yourself, for
your
team.
Dirty.
Yeah. But the second best way to learn is by locking yourself up in a room with people who have been there and done that, right? And today, you know, we're going to do a little bit of that with ourselves. I've built a few businesses. Marcus and Caroline, you guys are building a business. But we're going to share our struggles, our stories, our real world successes and failures. But we're also going to bring in assistant coaches to help us to chase those dreams, to help you to chase your dreams. And today, I mean, it's our first show. This is the first Haney Biz project. So what are we going to do? We are going to bring in the California Kid. He's a young man. He's a fighter, right? Because building businesses can sometimes be a fight. But we're gonna bring in a young man who recently retired from his occupation, but he's still one of the busiest entrepreneurial leaders in Sacramento. Get ready for me to go head-to-head with the California Kid, MMA superstar, today's coach of the day, Uriah Faber. We want you to join the revolution on HaneyBiz.com. This is the Haney Biz Project.
Woo!
Now, back to the Haney Biz Project with host Mark Haney.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome back to the Haney Biz Project, brought to you courtesy of my buddies, the solar experts at Sun Systems Technologies. I'm Mark Haney, and I am proud to introduce to you the first guest ever on the Haney Biz Project. He is the California Kid and my close friend, Mr. Uriah Faber. How you doing, Uriah?
Doing great, brother. That's funny. You just mentioned your sponsor. Guess who is at my gym with me at 1 o'clock in the morning, moving lumber, getting dirty?
I'll say Murad.
Murad was there.
Was
he came
Derek
all
there?
Dressed up. He had like a nice outfit on. And you know you're true friends when you're in the mud and they're getting their face dirty with you. So
yes.
Thanks, Murad and Sun Systems. You guys are the best.
Yes, good guys. They are sponsors of the show. They support the entrepreneurial community. And you know what? They do pretty good solar, too. They did the solar for our building. They did the Golden One Arena.
They did my house.
Oh, well, there you go.
There
you know, this is a little shout-out for Sun Systems. But you know what? We're going to talk about Uriah Faber today. We're going to talk about your businesses. We'll talk about your life. Most people don't know you personally. We know of you. Who is Uriah Faber?
Oh, man. Well, I mean, that's a broad question. First and foremost, I'm just a regular dude, and I feel like I've been able to kind of stay that way, which for some reason people are always, you know, like, oh, you stay so humble, this and that. And I'm like, it shocks me when there's people that think that they're above anything, you know what I mean? So a community member of Sacramento. I was born in Santa Barbara, raised here in Sac, went to Lincoln High School, went to elementary school at Mission Avenue, went to UC Davis for college. So this is my spot, and I'm a fighter, I'm a businessman, and I'm a guy that likes to have fun.
Yeah, so you and I know each other from the Entrepreneurs Organization. We become friends, and I've admired the way you've managed to build this MMA stardom, but yet you're an entrepreneur. How do you juggle all of this? Maybe even give us an overview of everything that you do.
You know, first and foremost, I have a buddy who started a big business, and I talked to him about a business proposition. He's like, yeah, man, anything you do touches – anything you touch turns to gold.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't see all the failures, obviously. He only sees the ones that have made it. But it's just been fearless and being a guy that has an idea and finds a way and then surrounds himself with the right people. I'm a good judgment of character. I can delegate well and know what I'm good at. And so being an entrepreneur and a businessman, I mean, and a fighter and the other things that I do is all about surrounding myself with a great team.
Well, you're a young guy. Most people can't imagine that you could have failed too much. what does failure look like to Uriah Faber?
Oh man, there's been quite a few little projects that I've you know, started and that haven't taken wind behind the sails, but
they haven't taken off yet, or they petered out.
But I mean, it's the same thing as a fight. You know, a fight, you win, lose, or you draw. You put your all into it. You try your hardest. You exhaust yourself. You feel good about it. When you do things haphazardly in a fight, sometimes you get caught, but as long as you're putting it all out there and being smart about it. So, you know, I've had a lot of success too, and that's more what I like to focus on.
Well, let's talk about that. What does success look like? You've got the businesses, but you've also got MMA. Maybe we can start with talking about your businesses. Where do you allocate the majority of your time as a businessman?
You know, as a brand, I still am a business myself, so my time is valuable. When I go and do an appearance or I do a speech or... you know, I was just recently in a movie, hence the haircut here.
It looks good, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm used to you in the long hair for the Facebook Live crowd.
Yeah.
You know, he's got the haircut. It looks
yeah,
pretty short.
Nice and all business. But, you know, so there's me as an individual, which is a business, and then there's the things that I'm a part of. And I'm a small partner in some things that I'm really passionate about, like health food. We've got Vibe and Liquidology, which is a health bar and fresh juice that we actually distribute nationally. And have fresh squeezed juice here in a couple locations in Sacramento. We have Kombucha Culture, which is a kombucha distribution company. You know, I'm a small part of the Sun Systems,
yes,
which is a sponsor here. And
thank you for sponsoring the show.
Oh, you're welcome, man. Yeah, it's all me. Yeah. But you know, the coolest thing I think for me has been able to build this team, which represents Sacramento. It helps change lives of fighters. It helps put careers, you know, in motion that help change their own communities and their own families. So Team Alpha Male, the gym that I'm opening right now, it's you know, 2 weeks out from being completely open, a 20,000 square foot facility. I'm spending a lot of time on that right now, getting the kinks out and making the transition from one location to the other. That's at 6700 Folsom Boulevard and right across from Sac State in Sacramento. So the gym and the team and that whole world is actually taking a lot of my time as of late.
How would you describe your team? You guys are well known throughout the world, but you're based right here out of Sacramento. What's unique about Team Alpha Male?
I think the biggest thing that's unique about our team is the culture. You know, we've created a culture that is upbeat and positive.
And you win, too, at Team Alpha Male.
We do a lot of winning. Yeah, we've got the current world champion, Cody Garbrandt. We've got a history of creating world champions within our team. We've got some bright stars that are making their mark, like Cynthia Cavallo, and you've met Paige Van Zandt
mm-hmm.
in the past.
You bet.
You know, we've got guys that have been with me since they're 9 and 10 years old that are now 21 and 23 that are about to get into the UFC and making big power moves. So, it's something that's built from the ground up, but it has a great culture and a great heart, and we're representing SAC. So we've got people that have started, like Danny Castillo. He's a guy that is now one of our coaches. He was a friend of mine in high school. I knew he was a tough guy. I knew he was a good wrestler, and I recruited him off his desk job to come be a fighter. He spent a decade fighting, you know, over 25 fights in the big show, and now is giving back a little bit. But it started here in Sacramento, but now we've got guys from Japan. We've got guys from Chechnya, we've got guys from Europe, Australia, people from all over the globe. We've got two guys right now from China that are in the gym that come in and want to be a part of this thing that's right here in Sacramento, and that's awesome.
And it must be cool to see the advancement of that 9-year-old to becoming the 23-year-old superstar in the making. What's it like to know that you had a direct influence on his trajectory?
It's really cool, you know, and being a part of, I mean, you get all these extended families and you know, you become a part of his family and help him through his drama, and they help help you through your hard times,
yeah,
and things like that. So, I mean, it really becomes an extended part of your family and all with the like-mindedness, and we share each other's wins and we share the losses, and it's a really cool gig.
Now, you talked about your gym opening up. You've had a gym for a long time, but the new gym is bigger. It's got a broader offering. Tell us a little bit more about your new gym.
So the new facility is very unique. I don't think there's any place like it in the world. The way we've got it structured is the front side is a mixed martial arts membership. You can do anything from Brazilian jiu-jitsu to wrestling to traditional Muay Thai kickboxing, traditional boxing. But it's also the home to Team Alpha Male. So we have our set times where that's our team practice, where you go in there and that's where the metal clashes with metal with the best fighters in the world. And it's actually set up like an amphitheater. The upstairs is a pony wall where people can go to the cafe, get some kombucha, have a pre-workout, have a panini, and sit down and watch some guys beat the crap out of each other, the best in the world. And then on the backside, the bigger part of the gym, we've got a mixture of fitness that we use within our facility that has been success for our fighters. So yoga, we've got, you know, CrossFit type of workouts. We've got indoor-outdoor turf for sled pulls and kettlebell classes, and we've got a cardio conditioning for kickboxing area that's an Everlast kickboxing area, and we've got our octagon that sits on top, and we've got a kids area where people can drop off their kids. So we cover all bases.
So even an ordinary old man like me could jump in there and would a guy my age, would he get in there and roll around, or is that just for the workout?
It's absolutely up to you. I mean, really, I mean, at this point in your life, you don't have many years left, right? So you want to make the most of it. There's still
yes,
not-
I don't want to come out with a separated shoulder because you threw me on the ground.
No, you do great.
I actually did wrestle you one
yeah,
time.
Yeah, we did. We had a great wrestling match. But you would do great in a jiu-jitsu class if it okay. was something you into, and you could actually earn your belt, start okay. a white belt and become a black belt. I mean, what kind of cool feather in the cap would that be to be Haney the businessman slash black belt jiu-jitsu player?
And I could walk into CrossFit and with some stripes.
Yeah, right? Know in your heart, no matter what the situation, you'll be okay.
I love
so
it.
We have that. You can learn the fundamentals of boxing, kickboxing, not get punched in the face, get in good shape, learn how to do it. And then there's also the ability for people to earn their way in to become a professional fighter. We've got a lot of guys that start out in general classes and said, hey, this is the path I want to take, and we'll grab them and foster them into pros. One guy is Eric Sanchez, a kid that I picked out of the class, out of jiu-jitsu class when he was 19, and now he's 26, and he's got a great pro career. He's fighting on Combates Americanas and on TV and all that good stuff. So it's a pretty cool gig all the way around.
Success stories. When we return, we're going to ask Uriah to stick around a little bit and see if we can peel back the onion a little bit, share some lesser-known aspects of the Uriah Faber life. This is the Haney Biz Project, and we'll be back in just a minute.
And now, back to the Haney Biz Project with investorpreneur Mark Haney.
Welcome back to the Haney Biz Project, brought to you courtesy of my buddies at Five Star Bank, the Entrepreneurs Bank. I'm Mark Haney, and I am rejoined by one of the coolest guys in Sacramento. He's the one and only California kid, Uriah Faber, in the house right here on my first show on iHeart. Thanks for joining me, Uriah.
This is the second first, by the way. I was the first show, and now I'm the... We got to keep that tradition.
No doubt.
We go to the next level.
Yes.
I'll be the first guy there. You got to promise me that.
No doubt. You've got it in writing.
Remember the little people.
Will do. You know, we've been talking about all of your businesses, and you're also an MMA superstar. But last night, and even in recent weeks, you've been stuck down there doing construction where you're not really a construction guy, right?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't call it construction. I'm doing the grunt work because that's what I have the skill to do. But, and what I was talking about basically is it's crunch time. And you know, as an entrepreneur, it's not a 9-to-5. It's a 24-hour gig. And so I'm kind of putting the entrepreneurial spirit in the everyday work guy, and I'm calling in favors and asking them to do things after hours because that's how I'm going to streamline this thing. And I'm leading by example. I'm going to be there, and I'm going to be, you know, you need me to carry that wood for you? You need me to do this? You need me to sweep up after you? I don't care. So I've been in there till 6 a.m. I had my dad. I kept him company.
Nice.
He did my dad's 64. He did a 24-hour day, got there at 5, and we went all the way till 5 a.m. because he was like, oh, I promise you this will be done by the first day of practice for our guys. And so we sat in there, and he had a great attitude.
He didn't ask for time and a half or anything, did he?
Oh, poor guy, man. We got a good situation. He'll be taken care of.
I don't know how you do it. You know, I have a number of businesses as well, and you know, people ask me, Mark, how do you have time to do everything you do? And I always tell them, you know what? I don't play golf. I don't cheat on my wife, so I have a lot more time than most people. But how do you do this, Uriah? I mean, you've got so many businesses. How do you allocate your time?
Well, you know, I talk to my guys about this because the best part of practice for me is the beginning and the end when we get to talk about stuff, right? And there's a lot of time in a day. And it always baffles me when people are trying to, you know, oh, I don't really have time for this. I don't have time for that. I mean, I would like to sleep 8 hours. I sleep about 6 hours, right? Mm-hmm. Then I go to practice. Say I practice in a full camp when I'm training hard. I will train 3 to 4 hours, maybe 5 hours and something, right? And that's, what is that? That's, you know, five, that's 11 hours, you know, and there's 13 hours left there. You eat, you do this, you dilly-dally around, whatever you're doing. There's a lot of time left to do something. I did the most important stuff, which is sleep and do what I had to do. Now I've got 13 more hours. I mean, that's a lot of time. And so I've just been about making the most of my time. And I'm pretty bad at actually planning, but I have a list of things that I try to get done. And I just try to go through and get them, as many done as possible.
Well, we talk on this show a lot of times. You're either hanging or banging. I know you like to have a good time. You like your downtime, but being at your very best, right, banging when you're winning. I mean, it's tough to be at your very best when you get spread so thin. How do you do that?
You know, it goes again to building a strong group of folks around you. And you know, you got your boy in here. You've got beautiful lady in here, and these people are comp. Capable and competent.
I would be
people.
Nowhere without these two or
right,
the rest
exactly.
of my team. Yeah.
So that building that team is important, and leaning on them and like I said, leading example, doing your part, because the worst thing is when somebody's asking you to do something and then they're not doing anything themselves, right? So I build strong teams around me. I make sure that we have aligned visions and everybody feels like they're getting treated with respect and fairly. And that's how I accomplish a lot.
One of the things that I think is important for winning is doing what you love, what you're gifted at. It's so much more fun. It's so much easier to be banging when you're doing that. But there's things that you're not. No one's great at everything. What are you lousy at that you have to dish off?
I'm very bad at micromanaging things. I'm a big picture guy. I'm a hard work guy. I have a vision, and staying organized and on point is not my gig. I'm not the type of guy that can, you know, keep my receipts in a daily log of what I've spent. I need someone to do that for me. I'm not good at doing a schedule because, I mean, really you only have so much mind space for the things that are at hand. And so I'm always trying to do the things that are right in front of me. And so I get bogged down by the little things. And I've luckily been able to take away some things like, you know, writing my own checks or getting the mail or, you know, things like that just bug me. I mean, one of my biggest pet peeves is getting gas, because I'm like, I just ran out of gas yesterday in between 65th and Folsom.
You ran out of gas while you were driving?
Yeah, for the third time in my Mercedes, because car used to tell you have 4 miles, you have 3 miles, you have 2 miles, you have 1 mile, and now I don't have that. And I hate stopping to get gas because I have stuff to do. So I'm rolling right through the intersection, and just starts going out. I'm like, oh, crap. I knew how to get gas, but I keep forgetting.
What do people say? They say Uriah Faber, superstar, in the middle of an intersection with a hitchhiking.
Here's a great humbling experience that happened to me. So I have, you know, I'm in this new location, and it's a up-and-coming area, and I have a guy sitting right in front of my store, and he's like, he went to the Dollar Tree, and he got his bag of food, and he's sitting right in front of my door, and I'm trying to get new business in there, and he's a rough-looking guy. Teeth are missing. He's you know, dirty. He's in a hard spot. And I said, hey, bud, you know, this is my place of business. I'd like it if, you know, you could maybe just move over a little bit. I don't know. And he's like, yeah, his attitude. I'm sitting here. I spent money at this and blah, blah, and I'm doing this and that. So I just sat down next to him. I introduced myself and I said, hey, man, you know, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm sure you're a good guy, whatever. I just, you know, at this point, you're sitting right here in front of my thing. And he goes, I'll leave in a second. We kind of had like a weird interaction. So guess who helps me when I run out of gas? I'm rolling up, running out of gas, and that guy is riding his bike around. And he ended up leaving. And
that guy was the guy that helped you?
Yeah, so I'm pulling out of gas.
You never know.
And he jumps off his bike and runs over.
Oh, man.
And that guy has no teeth.
Oh,
and
man.
He's looks capable guy. He's, you know. and he comes and he helps push me to the thing. And I just said, thanks a lot, man. I was on a call, so I wasn't really able to talk to him at the second.
He was pushing the car while you were on a call?
I was on the call in my car and pushing the car. So I put it in gas.
Left-handed.
I finally got off the phone, and I said, hey, man, I said, thank you very much. And then he said, you know, we got off on the wrong foot last time, and I apologize for that. And we made up, and there's a respect there. But, you know, it's just that kind of thing.
Well,
that
that's why people love you, though. I mean, you're right. That's – people, I'm around you a lot, and the people that know you real well, they respect you so much. Who do you respect? Who do you look up to? Because you've had so much success. Who can you look up to at this point?
You know, for me, it's a lot of my parents. My parents have done a lot. They've been through a lot, and not necessarily in the business or the athletic area, which are two of my passions, but just seeing as an example of people that have adversity and push through it. You know, it's a big lesson for me. You know, we've gone through a lot with our family, not different than any other family. We all go through stuff, right? You had your son shot in war, and you've had, you know, this or that, or, you know, whatever the case. I mean, we have these things, and to see the way my parents have reacted and bounced back and taught us about hard work and being someone that bounces back is really been something that's helped me out a lot.
Well, you're an incredible family man. You're so close with your family, but you're, how old are you now? You're mid-30s, and you don't have an immediate family. You don't have a downline
like
yet.
You cut me off there on the age. Thanks.
Mid-30s-ish?
Yeah, mid to upper 30s, you're right.
And retired?
Yeah, retired. So, luckily for us men, there's no biological clock, yeah. So... that time will come very soon for me. I'm sure I would love to have a family, but the biological clock is not ticking over here. I'm just chilling, getting, gathering my eggs in a basket before I go on that trail.
I love it. Okay, can we do a quick lightning round with Uriah Faber?
Sure.
Okay, so this is where you would answer really quickly with just kind of like off the top of your head. And we did this before, and I don't know if I got you in trouble last time. Probably not. Well, let's try this here. I got a couple questions here. Lightning round with Uriah Faber. Hottest female in UFC.
Paige VanZant.
Love it. Biggest regret.
No regrets.
No regrets.
Not even a one letter.
I love it. Your secret crush.
Man, I don't have time for any crushes, unfortunately.
And you don't keep secrets, right?
No, some of these internet Instagram chicks, I'd have to look at. There's a couple of good ones. I'd have to point them out because I'm more recognized than.
Okay, so give me one.
No one famous.
Yeah, what's it like to be Uriah Faber?
Oh man, it's busy and just normal. You know, you. Yeah, I do have a little sanctuary at the end of every day where I'm by myself. I enjoy that, but there are people coming at me at all angles, not necessarily fans, but just people in my world, business, et cetera, et cetera. So it's busy.
Last time you got nervous?
Jeez.
You don't get nervous, do you? Do you get nervous?
Not that I can remember, but I'm sure I've been nervous some way or shape or form.
All right, describe Conor McGregor.
He's
the fighter.
Real.
He's
real.
Conor McGregor, the entertainer.
He's a crack up.
All right. What are your thoughts about what's happening right now in our hometown of Sacramento?
Man, I'm so excited, man. I just spoke with Mike Heller yesterday about his ice block project that he's doing. We've got the rail yards. We've got the new arena that went in. We've got all these things that are happening. I've got my gym happening. We've got Curtis Park that's happening with Paul Petrovich, who has been on the show as well.
You bet.
And Sacramento is a blank slate, and I feel like people are really stepping up and realizing what a cool place we have. We've got that little amphitheater on the river. We've got a lot of cool things happening, so I'm excited. Yeah, the whole area where I am, the whole like segue from 65th Street and Folsom is right off of Sac State. I feel like that could be a little hub for like an off-campus college area, and it's at the end of East Sac, on the end of Arden area, and I'm excited about the city doing good, and I think we're on the trajectory to be one of the best cities on the planet.
one of the best cities on the planet, from one of the best guys on the planet, Uriah Faber. I want to thank you for joining us today. Thank you for what you do for the sport of MMA, but also what you do for the entrepreneurial community right here in our hometown. When we return, we'll bring back on Marcus and Caroline, and we're going to talk a little bit more about what the Haney Biz Project is all about. Join the revolution at HaneyBiz.com. This is the Haney Biz Project.
Welcome back to Mark Haney, igniting the entrepreneurial revolution with the Haney Biz Project.
Welcome back to the Haney Biz Project, brought to you courtesy of Audi Rockland. I'm Mark Haney, and I am joined by Marcus Haney and Caroline Gaines. Now, what did you guys think of Uriah? He came in, and what a great guy, huh, Caroline? What was your take on Uriah?
He is amazing. I mean, a man who does it all.
Yeah,
it's pretty
busy guy.
Impressive.
Yeah, absolutely. Marcus?
Well, first, I'm pretty stoked that we have the same haircut. So that
Uriah with the short hair.
Exactly.
You don't get used to that.
I didn't know what to do about that. But, just looking back, you commented on being here for the inaugural show here on KSD 650, yeah, which is pretty awesome to have him back on here and having such an inspirational guy that really can change the aspect of Sacramento in the business world. And he's the guy doing it, being the first guy there, last guy to leave. That's really something that leadership is all about.
No doubt. And that's you too, Marcus Haney. We have been doing this show a couple of years now, almost, and on a different station. But you're always that guy that comes in early, stays. You've stood right by my side this entire time. Let's let our audience get to know Marcus Haney just a little bit. Okay, so you're a business guy, but you're also a Marine.
Yeah, absolutely. So I spent some time in the United States Marine Corps, 1st Battalion, 7th Marines. I did two deployments. One was a Marine Expeditionary Unit, went over to Southeast Asia. And my second deployment was to a place called Sangin Valley, Afghanistan, which is most dangerous place in the world from 2010 to 2014. I ended up getting shot in the right leg on June 6, 2012. Got a Purple Heart for the actions there on the battlefield that day. Mm-hmm. And ended up getting out of the Marine Corps and the Wounded Warrior Battalion in 2013,
yeah.
Got out, tried to figure out what's next.
Well, you know what? Having Marcus on your side, it's a little bit like having Uriah on your side. You feel pretty safe when you have Marcus on. He's not the biggest guy in the world, but he dynamite comes in small packages sometimes. And you know what? It's nice having you by my side on this show, by my side in business, and that you made it through where some of your buddies came back in worse shape than what you did.
Yeah, just a comment on that. We just went to Washington D.C. and had a wonderful trip, kind of checking out our nation's capital, and we got a chance to go see Arlington Cemetery and took a moment to, say some words to some buddies of mine that didn't have an opportunity to make it back. And so.
Well, that was a once in a lifetime trip for me and you, Marcus, and your mom and Tori. And and it was so cool to be back there with you. In such a place that's so patriotic. And I think building businesses is a patriotic thing to do, right?
No doubt.
That we are a patriot. We are a entrepreneurial nation. That's how we got started originally. And to be back there knowing and being reminded of people who fought so that we could be entrepreneurs, so that we could chase our dreams. I mean, there's nothing that makes me think, wow, what am I doing, than walking through Arlington Cemetery with a man who's been shot fighting for our country. So I want to, so as you get to know Marcus and me and Caroline, you're going to feel what I like to call hometown patriotism, sort of a theme that runs through this show. It's not all hanging or banging. There's a little hometown patriotism, but maybe it all overlaps. I mean, Caroline, let's get to know you a little bit. You're lesser known from the radio standpoint, but Caroline Gaines, this is your hometown as well.
Absolutely. I am a big lover of Sacramento and California and this beautiful nation altogether. So I'm an American girl altogether. Absolutely.
I love it. Now, you've been with us a few months now, 4 or 5 months now. You're building a business. But prior to this, you worked. What did you do prior to this to give you this kind of experience to come on the radio and build a business?
Well, I think growing up in more of a political family, it's you're always doing PR. So
right.
Going around at age five with my dad and meeting people and fundraising.
Yeah,
and
your dad is Senator Ted Gaines. For some of you out there may have heard of Ted Gaines and Beth Gaines, right? They're a political family. Are you political? Is that how you're built too? I know you're great. You're great with people. So you're politically correct in many cases. But I mean, are you a political person?
I am definitely interested in politics and the current events and all of that, but I'm a lover of all.
You know what? So. And that's what this show is about too, because we're a lot of AM talk radio shows get into the politics of the day and what was the last Trump tweet that occurred. And we could, you know, we could armchair quarterback all that stuff, but where I think we're different is we focus on what we each can do in our own lives, you know, trying to put food on the family for our kids, trying to build businesses that help our neighborhood, trying to build things that help our family and our community and ultimately our country.
Yeah, and I think politics does come into some of that in the sense of we can all work together. So the government and small business and large business, that we can all link arms and make the dream happen together.
Making the dream happen. Now let's talk let's talk about the sponsors that make the Haney Biz Project dream a reality. Can you take just a second to mention a couple sponsors, because we only have about a minute left before we have to cut the break?
I will try to go quick because
just talk
there's a lot of thank you to go on. But I wanted to give a very special thank you to three of our premier sponsors, Five Star Bank, Audi of Rockland, and Sun Systems Technology. Yes. They are a huge part of why we are actually here today. And their commitment to supporting entrepreneurship in Sacramento has made a huge difference. And so we just say a very, very big, special thank you.
Yes, no question. No question. And we only have a minute left. If they want more Mark Haney, how do they get a hold of me? Some people don't want more Mark Haney. Other people do.
I want more Coach Haney.
You know, people say bring out the coach. And, you know, in the coming months, you're going to hear me talk about my views of how one ought to consider building a small business, because I'm a guy that's built some businesses. I will talk about that. I will share my thoughts. You can follow me on social media if you're up for that. Next week, I'm going to tease next week's show, because we're going to be hosting Jose Blanco of the Central Valley Fund and Steve Swanson of Valley Healthcare. They're going to be helping coach the show next week. We're going to be talking about how they built their businesses and what the investment opportunities are like right now in Sacramento. But when we return today, we are going to share our takeaways and some closing thoughts about the emerging entrepreneurial opportunities right here in the greater Sacramento region. Join the revolution on HaneyBiz.com. This is the Haney Biz Project.
Welcome back for Mark's takeaways from today's Haney Biz Project.
Welcome back to the Haney Biz Project. I'm Mark Haney, and today we launched the Haney Biz Project because we want to have entrepreneurs be able to be at their very best more, right? If entrepreneurs are banging more and not really caught in between, you know, we're going to be so much more successful. I'm back here with Marcus Haney and Caroline Gaines, kind of wrapping up the first day's show. What'd you guys think today, guys?
Amazing.
No doubt. I love being here on iHeartMedia. These guys are fantastic. Really, really happy about being here on this station, KSD 650. Really excited to be here. First show, had Uriah Faber back. I think I want to get a good understanding to our audience out there listening of, you know, who's Mark Haney and why the revolution? Why the entrepreneur revolution and what that's all about?
I've had a tremendous amount of fun building businesses in my life. And I've built some businesses in numerous industries, had some success, and sold some of those businesses. Now it's time to help the next guy in line. Mm. Now it's time to put on my Coach Haney hat. You know, I coached some football. I coached some baseball. Had a ton of fun doing that. Now I'm here to do a little small business coaching because I've got a little bit of experience in that. But I also know that when a small business succeeds, what that can do for our economy, what that can do for that small business person in terms of self-esteem, in terms of financial wealth, and in terms of opportunity for others. In terms of jobs, and I, this is my hometown of Sacramento, and if I can help a couple more guys be successful, a couple more girls be successful in building their businesses, you know what? That's my part in this whole thing that we got going now. So that's how I help the next guy in line. Marcus, you fought for our country. Caroline, your dad is doing great things for our community and our state. You know what? I got to find something for myself to do. This is it.
Doesn't it seem like Sacramento is primed just for something like this? We're right there on the cusp of something pretty cool here, huh?
Well, you know what? The entrepreneurial revolution is about igniting all the small business people to be at their very best, right? How can we help each of these small businesses, right? I think of them as little sparks, right? There's sparks all over Sacramento. And if you think about a forest fire, it usually doesn't just happen by one big spark alone and, you know, the massive forest fire. It's usually a lot of little sparks, and then they grow and they grow and they connect together. And to me, that's what the revolution is all about, is these sparks all beginning to turn into real flames and turning to succeed, turning into success. So that, to me, is what kind of what drives me. And I think that that's possible. And I do think Sacramento is very well positioned. You look at, Uriah talked about what's happening at the with the Sacramento Kings. What's happening with Team Alpha Male. That's a minor league sport, or that's actually a professional sports franchise right here in Sacramento. The MLS is right around the corner for the Republic. But you also have investment happening, beginning to happen right here in our region, right? 45% of the venture capital money in the United States happens just down the street in the Silicon Valley in San Francisco. Sacramento is poised to get some of that investment. We have investment companies, DCA Capital, Moneta Ventures, Impact Venture Capital, and you know, and others right here. And I think we just have to all realize that the opportunity is now. And if we can help enough of these little sparks, these little businesses to succeed, catch fire, we have a huge opportunity with proximity. But I think the main thing that I love about this community, and I've lived here all my life, is the people. So if we can get the no leaders doubt. Of Sacramento to work together, the Uriah Fabers, the Ted Gaines, right? Mark Haney, Kevin Nagel, and I don't want to put myself in a league that I'm not in, but whether it be the small-time leaders or the big-time leaders uniting to do something special. And I that's happened before in certain industries. You see this, and some of you may not know this, but Caroline, let me ask you this question. Have you ever had your nails done? You ever have a mani or pedi?
I sure have. On the regular.
Don't ask me, all right?
Is that Marcus? I know you do, but I mean, do you have a Vietnamese manicurist, do you think?
Yes, in fact.
You
yes.
did it. I don't know if you know this, but you know, in the 70s, there was a place just outside of Sacramento called Hope Village, and it was a Vietnamese refugees camp. And, you know, I grew up in this area, and so I remember playing football with some of the people that were at that camp. But I don't know if most of Sacramento knows this, but there was a woman in that camp that decided to take on the job of being a manicurist. And that caught fire because these refugees, they were the hardest working women that you can imagine, and they didn't really have anywhere to turn, so they helped one another, right? Entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs. And now the Vietnamese community, these hardworking women, they make up 80% of California's nail business, right?
Wow.
That's what it happens when people begin to help other people, when businesses begin to help other businesses. And I think we have that opportunity right here in Sacramento. And I think, you know, as we close out today, I want to leave you with kind of a yes, we can kind of thought. Because if we fight together, Marcus, you know what? You fought in Afghanistan. And, you know, I remember when you deployed, you had a mantra. And we used that mantra on that show. It's about fighting. It's about fighting together, right? It's about fighting the good fight together as we go out to strengthen our families. Let's fight together as we go out to build these businesses in Sacramento to help our teams win. Let's fight them together. And I guess to all of us, may we all have the power to dig a little deeper, to find a little more strength, to do a little bit more of our part, the way Marcus did, the way Marcus and his Marines fought in Afghanistan. We can do that here in Sacramento. Never above you. Never below you. Always by your side.